Hello and welcome to part two of the Hell's Kitchen podcast grand finale extravaganza. Joe and I here in the studio.
Yes, long time no see here.
How have you been?
Good, since we stopped recording the first part like 30 seconds ago.
It's snowing outside.
Yes.
It kind of feels like...
the apocalypse, yes.
And of course, Hell's Kitchen takes place in Los Angeles.
Right, yes.
So it really makes me feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we get into it, again, iTunes, 5 stars, subscribe. Subscribe and save.
Yes. Jockey, get in contact with us.
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. You guys know the drill.
Okay, so as if you have just been listening to the last part one of this.
Right.
It was just announced that Michelle.
Yes.
And Benjamin.
Correct.
Are going on to the final final.
Yeah, the final two.
Yeah, the finale of finales.
Yes.
And as we see every year on this show, and some people like it, some people don't, that the two final chefs select their brigade.
Correct.
Then they go back to Hell's Kitchen and they cook with those with that brigade.
Correct.
And they usually alternate whom they pick.
Correct.
And for whatever reason, Michelle goes first.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, you see, well, I mentioned this last episode. Why does Michelle get to pick first? She picked first in the Christmas gift challenge. She picked first in the envelope challenge for the sous chef. Last episode, and she got the first pick in this. Now, I don't know, maybe they had a coin flip or something. They had some sort of ceremony or some sort of thing beforehand that they did to see who picked first, and the producers just thought it was irrelevant and they cut it out, so that's always a possibility. But yes, Michelle.
So heads pick. Is Ramsay's face and profile.
Right, and the
tails
is a beef Wellington.
A beef Wellington, yeah. Okay, so... we will kind of jump ahead here to the chef selecting their brigade.
Yeah.
The first person is
Michelle.
In second place, joining Michelle in the Grand Valley,
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Michelle, I'm going to be the new chef in Las Vegas at Hell's Kitchen.
Michelle and Benjamin then chose their all-star brigades.
Nick.
Please.
I'm going to pick Jennifer.
Wow.
Dana.
Dan.
Millie.
Yeah, Billy.
I think Robin.
I kind of knew I was going to go before Barney and Elise.
Last pick.
But with only two chefs remaining, Michelle was left with a difficult choice.
I don't want Elise. I don't want Barbie. I'm literally stuck between a rock and a hard place.
So, Michelle, please give us the name of the final person in your brigade heading in to tomorrow night's grand finale.
It's obviously a tough decision between Barbie and Elise. Michelle might be better off with neither of these two chefs.
Chef, the next person I'm going to pick on my team, she has a lot of talent. She's determined, proud. I'm going to go with Elise.
Elise, wow.
I'd rather Benjamin had picked me to be on his team because I probably would have given 250% to make sure that he had a great service.
Which means, Benjamin, you have Barbie. Barbie, welcome back.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me just do the recap here.
Sure.
Okay, so Michelle's brigade, you have Nick, no surprise there.
Right, they're best friends.
They're best friends. Dana.
Also best friends.
Also best friends. Is it weird, like, so, do you have a best friend? I'll exclude myself. Do you have a best friend in general?
I guess I do, yeah.
Now, does that person... So you only have one best friend.
Well, I guess that's the thing. It's like you have different friends that have different attachments to. I don't know. I guess I don't really have a best friend because now I'm thinking about it. I feel like if I said who my best friend was, there'd be like two other people who'd be offended.
So, well, and the other question is, so Nick is Michelle's best friend.
Right.
Is Michelle Nick's best friend?
Oh, yes. That's always the complicated part. Yes.
Yeah.
The reciprocal best friend.
Yeah, because when I was in high school, my best friend, I don't think I was his best friend.
Oh, yeah.
He was just the best friend I had.
Right.
He didn't even consider me a friend. Oh, I'm just kidding. Okay, so we have Michelle's team again. Nick, Dana.
Best friends.
All best friends. Millie.
Yes.
Good to see Millie back from London. Oh, no.
From
that was just the day before.
Yeah.
And then, very controversially, Elise.
Yes.
Now, I think... okay, we'll give the other team, and then I want
to... Yeah, give your other team. I have several thoughts.
So, Benjamin, Jennifer.
Yes.
That's a solid choice.
I like that pick.
Van.
Interesting pick.
Interesting pick. Robin.
Yeah, not a good pick.
And Barbie.
So here's my question for Benjamin.
Barbie by default.
Yes, Barbie because she was the last pick. Well, first of all, they didn't do snake draft, which is when like...
That's a sports term.
Yes, it's a sports term where like the first person picks first, but then the second person gets the next two picks. Then the first person gets another two picks, and then the second person gets two picks. That way, there's not an advantage for the person who picks first that they get like the first pick and the third pick and the fifth pick. You know what I mean? But so this is my question for you.
Yes.
Do you think Benjamin purposefully did not pick Elise with his first three picks, believing that there was no way Michelle would pick her and that she would be the last one available and he would get her automatically? So do you think he avoided picking Elise, thinking that she was going to be on his team no matter what and that he wouldn't have to pick her, and was able to pick three other chefs so that he could pick three other chefs that he liked, knowing that he would get Elise with his last pick?
No.
Which obviously backfired because Michelle did pick Elise.
Yeah. The issue is, even though Benjamin didn't work with Elise during the season...
Mm.
I mean, they all live together, so...
Right, that's true.
So I would think that you would not want Elise on your team because it's just going to cause trouble. And the other thing is that, maybe not this year, but in their original season, Jennifer and Elise had some...
True.
Bad blood between them. So I would think... But I don't know. I mean, I guess Barbie's not particularly well-liked either.
Right. I think the interesting thing is, though, you obviously they all live together. I mean, so Benjamin would know that Elise has major problems with Michelle.
Yeah.
So you would think that Benjamin...
Sorry about that. Got
a yes, there's a phone call. It distracted us for a second. So Benjamin would know that Elise had problems with Michelle. So you would think that Benjamin would know that she would have extra motivation to help him win, knowing she has animosity with Michelle.
Yeah, well, so, we should talk about the Michelle decision.
Yes.
To pick Elise.
Yes.
I mean, obviously it worked out well.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
But very risky, and I don't know, I didn't agree with it at the time.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, I think that just shows how strong Elise must be as a cook. That Michelle, who has had multiple run-ins with her, that in the last episode, they just randomly threw in a collage of moments showing how mean Elise and Elise had been to Michelle, that she still picks her.
Well, and not only that, but she had also feuded with Nick.
Right.
And Dana.
Right, yes.
And so all three of them are on the team already.
Right, yeah, that's true. Yeah, exactly. So she picks a person who's had feuds with everyone on her team, more or less. And has an option not to pick her. And she still picks her. I mean, that must show... I mean, that either shows how good a chef Elise is, or it shows how poorly she thinks of Barbie.
Well, I think... I mean, certainly Elise is a great chef.
Right.
And maybe Michelle wanted to show that, you know, she's a leader. She's a leader
that's
of
true.
Personalities.
That's true.
So that's probably... I mean, that's the only thing that explains it.
Yeah. Weird decisions, though. Van was Benjamin's second choice over Millie. Dana was the second pick for Michelle. I mean, those are weird picks.
Just bad.
I guess you want to pick people that you know are going to work for you.
I guess that's true.
Yes, Chef.
So they go back to the dorms. And, I had a question here.
Yeah.
And they're kind of talking to the brigades.
The brigades.
Do the brigade members of the brigade?
Yeah,
brigadiers.
The brigadiers, yeah.
Do they stay in the dorms? Do they?
Oh, interesting question.
Because it's unclear.
Here's books for everyone.
I don't know.
Now that both finalists have chosen their brigades,
I don't think so.
Remember, just write down the
they probably
first.
Have a hotel.
It's time to review the recipes they will be cooking.
All right, so this is the
menu. Also,
do you
think that they're contractually obligated to come back? The brigades?
No.
You don't think so?
Oh, maybe.
Well, I was wondering because I don't think Elise would go. Personally,
you wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go. If they eliminated me and they're like, hey, can you come back for the finale and cook for one of the people who could win the competition? I'd be like, no, not unless you're paying me a significant sum of money. I'm not going to deal with that embarrassment.
What if you, what if you just refuse to show up?
Right. That's why I'm saying, are they contractually obligated?
It's got to be. There'd probably be a huge hit if you didn't.
Right. That's why I think they probably get paid by the season or something. And if they don't come back, they don't get paid or something.
You know, I was kind of hoping that we would see Josh.
Well, I think they did go backwards based on who was eliminated.
This time they did. But sometimes sometimes
they don't. But I think this time they did do that because none of the early people, the other Benjamin, your original pick to win, Ashley, was not invited back.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Gerard?
Yes, from Orlando.
No. Ashley's from Orlando.
That's what I said, Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Gerard. Oh, Gerard was not brought back. Amanda not brought back. Josh not brought
Giovanni?
Back. Giovanni not
these
brought
are,
back.
These are famous these people.
These are great personalities.
None of them came back.
Right.
Instead, but I think they probably picked correctly.
Yeah, I think they more or less got the strongest chefs for the entire season.
So service runs smoothly.
This is Michelle's brigade.
Millie, you are on the meat station.
Cool.
Dana, you are on the fish station.
Woo.
You always rock fish. Garnish for you.
I rock garnish.
That leaves Elise, the appetizer station.
You see, this is another weird one.
It's kind of the similar place.
Why
to salmon.
Give Elise appetizers? I think you and I have both agreed. Garnish seems to be the easiest station. It's the one that you're basically like reheating French fries. Why not put her on garnish, which seems to be the station with the least responsibilities?
Well, Michelle does say that if there's going to be a problem, she'd know at the outset.
Right, and she can kick her out of the kitchen.
Yeah, which apparently is a thing. But I didn't realize.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that. Can you do that?
Did I not answer her?
Elise is a sore loser. She's a bully. So I'm obviously going to back up Michelle 100%. You know, if I can't be in the finale, I'm going to help Michelle win.
We're all going to be helping each other, working together, because at this point, it's just like putting out the best food possible.
Yeah.
I do think Elise is going to be an issue during dinner service. Michelle better have a plan B, because I think she's going to need to bust that out.
But she didn't have to pick Elise. Questions that's the thing. She didn't have to pick Elise. I don't know why she dealt with all this headache.
Sound good? Yeah.
Now, Benjamin's team, on the other hand, seems very cohesive, harmonious.
Yes. Using mushroom caps?
Yeah.
It won't be that brown. It'd be more like a...
I mean, there's nothing green on it.
Well, we can also finish with, if we want, scallions.
Yeah.
Chives inside and then scallions on top.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I feel good about my team. No chef cooks by themselves in a kitchen. You need to be open to criticism and feedback. If you're not, you're never going to be successful.
And then that's it? That's your menu?
That's it.
Fine.
I'm feeling good about Benjamin's menu. If anybody should win this thing right now, it should be Ben.
I'm about to ride or die for you, brother.
Ride or die.
Also, watching this episode, it made me wish Ben had made it to the final.
Yeah, me too.
Ben is, I think, the most likable person from this season.
Not Ashley.
After a long night spent reviewing their finale menus with their teams.
Oh, they did
stay in the dorms. Yeah,
that's why I wouldn't want to go back. I'm like, I'm through with the dorms.
They showed people waking up from the beds.
Morning.
Morning, chef.
We're going to have a good day. Be super happy. Positive attitude.
Showtime. Let's do this.
Yes, chef. Benjamin, I'm your bitch today. I'm your bitch.
Let's cook and have a good time.
Let's keep the momentum going. Whatever ups and downs him and I had.
Terrible choice also Benjamin, by Benjamin. I mean, we'll see this later on in the episode.
Relax.
But Benjamin puts Robin on the meat station, which is the most important station, I think.
I think so. That's made or broken people.
Right.
When you lose the rhyme, that expression doesn't mean that's the make or break.
Yes, the make or break station. And he puts Robin, who has, in my opinion, was one of the worst contestants, somehow made it to the Black Jacket service and was one of the final five. Not sure how that happened.
Yeah.
But still, multiple times in service failed. The episode she was sent home just like 2 weeks ago, well, I don't know, it was probably 3 days ago on the show, messed up on the meat station.
Yeah.
So he puts the person who messes up all the time on the most important station.
Yeah, it was, that was interesting. But I will say, Benjamin impressed me throughout this entire episode.
Interesting.
He treated people with respect.
No wee chef.
No wee chef. Well, of course,
that I can remember.
He wasn't going to say it to himself.
Right. Yes.
Didn't, again, treated people with respect, and he seemed like a leader. I mean,
yes.
I kind of wish we had seen this aspect to his personality the entire season.
Well, this gets to something. I mean, I don't know if we want to give our thoughts on the dinner service yet. We'll wait.
We'll wait until
I have some we'll thoughts about the dinner service. That's why I thought it was weird that, well, I guess Benjamin didn't really have any options. He only had Elise, Barbie, or Robin.
Yeah.
And like I said, I believe he was playing strategically and purposely not picking Elise, thinking he would get her with the last pick, but I could be wrong.
I've worked with Barbie before. Barbie, the stock? Yeah, let's get the stock going. It's right below you, right? Sometimes, like, she seems a little off. Barbie, we're not going to need a ton of puree, probably 2 quarts.
You want 2 quarts of Duxelle?
No. 2 quarts of puree, okay? My strategy is to treat her with respect. She doesn't want anybody talking down to her. And yeah, I might be the chef for the night, but in her eyes, we're kind of equal. Too much puree.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do one together.
Okay.
You know, I learned a lot.
To be fair, though,
you were impressed by Benjamin.
Yeah, no, I thought this was a good way of handling Barbie.
This is footage from season 7 that looks like it was filmed in the 70s.
Yeah. And Benjamin looks very different. He looks so much younger. I mean, I guess it was, at least 7 years ago, right? This is the 17th season.
Although I think some years they doubled up.
Yeah, I think they've doubled up, so I don't know how many years ago it was.
Patty pan and the zucchini.
Nick is basically like my right-hand man.
What if he did smoked sea salt?
A.K.A. sushi.
Bomb, right?
Smoked sea salt caramel.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of respect and trust for everyone.
I think Nick would have rather have been Michelle's right-hand man than win the season. Don't you think, Eric? Don't you think he was so happy to be here helping Michelle out? It must just be so embarrassing to be forced into this situation. Like, the day after he's eliminated, he thought, less than 24 hours ago, he thought, I have a chance to win this. And now he knows he has no chance. He has to help someone else win.
Your self-frustration. Her voice, for me, is like nails on a chalkboard. So I'm just trying to maintain my sanity and prep butternut squash.
I'm just letting you know I'm fixing the sauce for you.
I heard you. You said that 4 times as well.
Please, shut up.
You shut up.
Go home. If you don't like it, go home.
You shut up. I'm not talking to Michelle.
You're
talking to Michelle.
No. You're rude.
Stop. I'm rude? No, you're rude.
You
don't
deaf?
Ever tell me to shut up.
Shut up.
I do think Nick wasn't handling this well. Michelle, I think, was actually more or less handling it okay. Like, it wasn't great, but, like, she was trying to not be confrontational, whereas Nick was being confrontational. Like, he was straight up trying to cause conflict.
But sometimes bullies don't like to be confronted.
Elise, I don't need this attitude. I don't need it.
Michelle thrives on it. Or not Michelle. Elise thrives on the confrontation.
Elise really needs to grow up. She's in her 30s, and she's acting like a middle schooler.
Is that an appropriate thing to do when someone has a knife in their hand?
Frankly, I'm kind of over her being in the Red Kitchen, and I'm definitely worried she's going to try and sabotage Michelle.
I mean, Elise did not come across well.
There is this great shot here where Elise is staring at Michelle in a mirror, which apparently must be like a two-way or a one-way mirror. What do they call those?
A two-way mirror.
A two-way mirror, because they have like the camera, and it seems like Elise is not aware that there's a camera in her face, where she's looking at Michelle. And, like, smiles to herself like she's literally plotting to do something evil to her.
Yeah, I know you've been a defender of Elise's since day one.
Yes.
But you can't really defend her conduct here.
But, I mean, ultimately, yes, Elise had a bad attitude. But during the dinner service, she was fine. Well, she did everything she was told to do. She didn't put... The only dish that was not done well was because Michelle put too much stock in the risotto or whatever. I mean, we'll see that in a few minutes. But, I mean, Elise does what she's asked on the team. I mean, she doesn't... That's what she does. She has a terrible attitude, but she does it.
But in general, I think I would rather have Robin in my kitchen.
Oh, I disagree. Benjamin should have... like I said, unless he was being strategic. But Benjamin should definitely have taken Elise before Robin. A horrible mistake on his part.
But here's what would have happened. Okay. Benjamin picks, well, okay. Everyone thought that Michelle was going to pick Barbie.
Right. Well, okay. That's what I said. If he was being strategic, then he just made a gamble and it failed.
Well, but let's say, so I don't think there was ever, so you think that he should have picked Elise over Robin?
Yes. Well, based on how things have panned out.
But he still had 2 picks left at that point. So he would have picked Robin. I'm sorry, he would have picked Elise.
Right.
And then he would have gotten Barbie anyway.
Right, yes. I mean, that's... But at least he would have had Elise over Robin. That would have been much better for him.
Yeah, but Barbie and Elise have conflict.
I don't think they really do, though. They didn't really show Elise and Barbie really getting into it that much.
Well, that there was that one episode.
There was like one episode, but they actually seemed pretty close. I mean, at the end of the episode, I mean, spoiler alert for the end of this episode, but when Elise is crying, Barbie's the one who's trying to console her and like trying to cheer her up. Yeah. I mean, I think Barbie's probably the closest thing she has to a friend on the show.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
But anyways, we can get to the dinner service now. Not to tell you what to do.
Kitchen.
I'm trying to treat you like respect the same way Benjamin treating Barbie.
Which is still a type of patronizing.
Yeah.
It's the first ever Hell's Kitchen All-Star Finale.
This is really cool.
And the hottest dining room in America fills quickly.
Thank you, sir.
Of course, Benjamin's wife and daughters and Michelle's sister and nephews.
Is this hers?
This is Michelle's menu, yeah.
Are here to witness the most anticipated showdown of the year.
To the finale.
Our tickets for you.
Thank you, Marina.
Study the tickets.
Yes, chef.
Well, it's Michelle. Ramsey doesn't like when people are nice
to
Marina.
Two tops, two cauliflower salad, two risotto.
Heard, chef.
6 minutes, Elise?
6 minutes.
Perfect. There's a reason I put Elise on this appetizer station. It's simple. If she's not doing well, I'll know immediately at the beginning of service if I need to kick her out or not.
We said that earlier.
That's actually a pretty smart
decision. I got the cauliflower. Okay. I got it. I'm getting Michelle out the gate strong, but I hope she doesn't expect that if anything happens, I'm going to be running around.
You need help on anything?
I'm good. Thanks. Because I'm not.
3.5 minutes to the window on two risotto, two cauliflower.
Heard
three
that.
And a half
minutes. Heard. I'm not going to do sabotage, but I ain't playing Captain Save-A-Ho neither.
Elise
had some good lines in this episode.
Of course, yeah.
Risotto here.
That's why she was good for the show. She's one of the few people who was actually legitimately funny.
Elise, that's delicious.
Say thank you.
That was Dana.
With a less focused on
that part was hilarious.
It was funny, but I mean, it's not really professional.
No, I mean, it was disrespectful. It made me laugh.
The shrimp is so good.
Guys. Ears up.
Yeah, chef.
That's why
chef.
I think they were contractually obligated, because Elise
sashimi.
Was treating this so poorly that she just clearly had no desire to be there.
4 minutes.
Thank you. I know I made the right decision on station. We're going to be a working machine tonight. We are going to kill it tonight. How long? 2 minutes. My team is, like, harmonious.
Yes, chef.
Thank you. How long did it pass?
Maybe harmonious, but they don't cook
well. Coming with your sashimi.
Big night. Standards.
Yes, chef. I'm not here to come in second place, so every dish has to be perfect. Here we go. And that puts added pressure on everybody else. Jennifer, come when you're ready.
Tasting and walking.
Tasting and walking.
You can tell Benjamin wants this so bad. And whatever Benjamin needs, I'm there for him today.
Jennifer, does he need more seasoning?
I'm glad you said that. Well spotted.
I need more salt in here, please.
Kurt.
I don't scream at people. They want to be treated like people. Let's go.
Walking with grits.
But at the same time, I'm still pushing them. Still trying to get as much out as I can. Any more salt?
More?
Yeah. Make sure there's lots of love. Let's go. Make it perfect, Jennifer. Make it perfect.
Wow, you know, talk about being thorough. More cheese, more salt.
I need a shrimp and grits night now, Jennifer.
He's killing me.
Walking with grits.
Again, Jockey, you can play.
Night, Jennifer.
So Jennifer is not really doing that well, and I was surprised because if you recall, Jennifer was my pick to win at one point.
Correct.
Along with many others.
And I thought when Benjamin picked Jennifer first, I thought that was a great pick. It's somewhat surprising because, you know, Benjamin hadn't worked with her.
What's this supposed to look like? I have all the ingredients, but I don't really know what to do with them.
Don't burn me.
Not gonna try to. The plate has like 8 components on it, and you know, it has to be like artfully plated, one piece here, one piece there, one stick.
I thought this
here,
was surprising though. So
here.
Dana doesn't know how to plate this particular dish.
Do you need
dish.
To show you one?
Yes, please.
How did that slip through the
What, you don't know already, Dana? Michelle can't afford to get taken off the hot
plate. I think it's Michelle's fault.
Yeah, I mean, if she doesn't know how to plate something, finale, then that's
Dana,
Michelle's fault for not showing.
Yeah. That was bizarre.
Yeah. The last thing I drizzle on is jalapeno oil.
Okay.
But Michelle's keeping her cool.
You can walk.
Yep.
Thank you.
I already walked.
Tomachi?
Where's the jalapeno oil?
What? Dana, are you almost? Are you?
Jalapeno oil. There's some over here. Open your eyes.
That risotto is dying.
Come on,
you
guys,
see, Elise is helping
Nick.
Her.
Help
she's
her.
Being disrespectful, but she's helping.
Are you all right over there?
Give me 2 minutes.
Well, this is why Dana was a bad choice, because I think
It's pretty clear Dana kind of skated by this season. She wasn't as strong as she appeared.
We're in trouble.
Did I ever pick Dana to win?
I don't think so. I think you thought she might make it.
It's never good when he pulls.
But I don't think you ever officially picked her on the podcast. Hurry up.
So Michelle gets called into the back room,
and Elise laughs.
I don't know. It's just that's a lot of negative energy that you just don't want.
I guess that's true.
I mean, it'd be like if one of us was criticizing the other as we're trying to do the show.
That's true. Yes.
It's how can you do a podcast?
Yeah, if there's like a third person in the room with us who pulled one of us away and the other laughed.
Yeah, that would not be good.
No,
the podcast would not last. It's 25 minutes into dinner service.
It's only 25 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, you got it. You saw the time.
Dana, Hamachi, give me 2 minutes.
I guess they always start at 6.
And Dana's surprising delay on cold.
Apparently,
appetizers.
Yeah.
Michelle,
yes.
We're in trouble. 30 seconds with me.
Has Chef Ramsay wondering why Michelle is hesitant to take action?
Move your ass. This is the most important dinner service your entire life.
Yes,
I don't
chef.
Want to see you blow it.
Yes, chef.
Okay, right now you're the sous chef, and I can't hear the voice. It's got to come together.
Yes, chef.
Tighten up a little bit.
Yes,
come on.
Chef.
Let's go.
There really are no excuses. I should be able to keep the kitchen in order. Everyone else should be following me. I really need to hold the reins. I'll take the hamachi right now.
You got it?
Walk in with hamachi.
Heard. Looks nice.
Put it right here so I can check it. So great. Service, please. Thank you. All right, next ticket. Dana, you got 2 hamachi plates working?
Yep.
Perfect.
Hamachi.
That looks incredible.
Guys, count down on your next ticket.
Heard.
With Michelle once again pushing her brigade.
Service, please.
Appetizers are now flowing out of both kitchens.
Nice, man. That's perfect, man.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
And are receiving a stamp of approval from some very important guests.
It's really good.
Is it really good?
Yep. So good.
Isn't it weird, like, these kids, like, when I was a kid and I went to a restaurant, I would eat, like, chicken nuggets, chicken fingers, maybe a hamburger.
Tater tots.
Yeah, tater tots. These kids are eating, like, hamachi and, like, this raw tuna and stuff. It's like, what kid eats this stuff?
Yeah, that's true. When I was a kid, I certainly wouldn't have liked food.
Right, yeah, I wouldn't have ordered any of this stuff.
I am probably the least experienced on the hot app station. I worked hot apps once.
Watch out.
In
chef.
2 seasons?
Where are the mushrooms?
That's true. Oh. Good point.
She's been on 2 seasons. She only did it once.
And Parmesan. It needs Parmesan.
More Parmesan?
It needs to be cooked a little bit longer,
and
too.
And it's just cooking.
But
you're a professional chef.
You're doing good.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
You should know how to cook
things.
I don't
want to do a bad job for Benjamin. I know he didn't choose me, but Ben is treating me with a lot more respect than I ever got from anyone on the red team.
He wasn't the one that should have went home, though.
This is a flashback.
Who do you think should have went
home? Yes,
it's
a flashback.
Kirby.
6 weeks ago,
I said. Good thing chef didn't.
Six weeks ago.
For us. In the end, I want Benjamin to win. No, it'll come to the pass.
Right here, please. Barbie, beautiful.
Thank you.
Service pickup. Here we go.
Chef.
You're doing a great
Chef.
Job. Keep it up.
Chef Michelle, what's wrong? Is this the way you want it?
Yes, it's a finishing broth. It's the same broth that's in the risotto.
They said it is a little too watery for
okay,
them.
Okay, I will. I'll
oh, so here Marino comes back.
Yes.
With the risotto.
Yes.
It's my fault. They just didn't like the broth around it.
And
get rid of these
although
plates?
It was cooked well,
there
yes.
were 2 guests in the dining room that weren't appreciative
they,
of the broth.
They
yes.
didn't like.
They
there was
the
too much broth.
Off.
Now I don't know if it's
the
celebrities that are there. We're led to believe.
Yes, we're led to believe it was one of the actors from New Girl. Who did not like the broth?
Perfect risotto. Then it comes back because Michelle like poured broth on it. Way to go, Michelle. I guess I'll remake those perfect risotto for you. Don't f up again.
These are the risotto 2 risotto, no fish.
Thank you. That's perfect. Elise, perfect.
I try.
Being able to work with somebody like Elise, that's where you show you're a leader. Get her, Michelle.
Elise, keep rocking those risottos.
Gotcha.
I love the control.
Yes, chef.
I'm back again to disturb you just to make sure that everything is of your liking.
Yes.
Yes. Happy.
Yes.
Happy.
Yeah. I love when Marina says, "I don't mean to disturb you," and then disturbs them.
Yeah.
So he does mean to disturb.
Exactly.
Let's go,
chef. I got your 2 fillets.
We got problems brewing here.
Beautiful, Robin. Thank you so much.
I feel like I belong in the past. I feel like
nope.
Not yet. Not yet. We jumped the gun.
Thank you, Jennifer. And because of that,
oh, wait a minute.
It's flying.
Oh.
Oh, we do. We just had the wrong person.
We'll see, best.
Yes, yeah, Jennifer and Fish.
I mean,
yes.
Seriously, cook the food right the first time, you know?
Jennifer.
Yes.
I need you to pick up this bass. I need you to go Rizalea for another couple minutes. Let's go.
Okay,
let's
this
go.
Is another thing about Rizalea, this episode.
Let's go. Quickly.
They use the
pause
term
and discuss.
Rizalea.
Yes.
Now, we've watched this entire season. They had never used the word Rizalea.
That's true.
In this episode, they used Rizalea like 7 times.
It's kind of like Uni, where it kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. Now all of a sudden, Rizalea is like a major cooking technique that had not been discussed at all this season until the finale.
Do we know what it is?
No, we can't even spell it right.
Are you sure it's not, what is this?
We Rizzoli? Typed in Rizalea, and Wikipedia thought we wanted Rizzoli and Isles, which I believe is a TNT drama.
With Angie Harmon.
Yeah, with Angie Harmon, which I believe was canceled.
2016. You think Hell's Kitchen's gonna get canceled? All right. Rizalea. We don't know.
Yeah, we can't.
We don't know what.
Yeah,
it is.
We don't know what Rizalea.
We can't
is.
Find it. Sorry.
Yes, it has something to do with fish, and it is mentioned multiple times. Again, give us 5 stars, and in your comment, tell us what is Rizalea.
Baste it.
Cook them through, okay?
Yes. Get killed here. I'm in the weeds right now, and it sucks.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with Jennifer.
Yeah.
I just need to
She
and
started off
myself.
So strong this
My
year and
right
really
here.
Fell
let's
apart.
Let's walk.
Walking.
Let's go.
Smash up, smash up.
Jockey, you're dressing?
No way.
It's not cooked, that. Raw.
Are you
Jockey is
me?
Able to tell it's
Come
undercooked
on,
just
on,
by
Come
just
on.
By
yes,
feeling.
It is.
Yes.
This one's raw. Man, I'm gonna need new garnish. Robin, I'm gonna need these kept warm.
Benjamin, we are falling apart, young man.
No,
we need
chef,
some standards.
You're not falling apart.
I thought he was gonna get yelled at.
Yes, I did too. We were misled. Over an hour into dinner service.
It's 1 hour into the dinner
what
service
is over
that
now?
We'll see either Michelle
Close.
I'll take protein, please.
Or Benjamin okay. Win the all-star season of Hell's Kitchen.
Can't happen like this.
Come on.
Yes, it is.
Look at that. This one's raw. Man, I'm gonna need new garnish. Robin, I'm gonna need these kept warm.
Benjamin, we are falling apart, young man.
No,
we need some
yeah,
standards.
We're not falling apart.
We need some standards.
Come on, Jennifer, let's go.
Yeah, usually that kind of response gets a
Love
reprimand
Jen.
From Gordon Ramsay.
And a half.
I love Jen, but you know what? Hurry the up.
Cook fast. For how long?
A minute, chef.
How really long? Come on.
A minute, chef.
Minute to the pass? No way.
A minute to a pass, chef. Chef, it's very close.
Into the window in 3 minutes. I'm going to prove to Chef Ramsay that I can bounce back. Whatever my brigade does, no matter what happens, I'm going to push and I'm going to serve the best food possible. I need fast in the pass.
Walking.
Walk.
Do you think he meant
away.
To rhyme there yes. Or is that just a coincidence?
Very nice, Jennifer.
That was a coincidence.
Very nice, Jennifer.
But see, Benjamin, he puts
you know,
people down, but he
you
brings them up.
From your failures
and I like that.
From your successes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Jennifer, come on, keep this up.
Hurry.
Let's go.
Michelle, I got 4 chickens all day.
Red team.
Ask
Michelle's
team.
Right
oh,
check
1, 3, 4.
3 salmon, 3 chicken, 3 steak. 3 salmon, 3 chicken, 3 steak. I need about 6 minutes. Are you good? 3 salmon, 3 chicken, 3 steak.
Uh-oh.
Huh? What did you just say? We're not doing a 9-top. Hey, I know it's not my kitchen, but I am going to tell you something. We're not doing a 9-top.
Okay.
Come on, Nick. When have you ever heard Chef Ramsay call a 9-top?
Do you think
top?
That was Nick
sorry.
Trying to sabotage his friend?
No.
I'm
going to step in and tell you.
No, I was joking.
Not doing a 9-top.
Okay.
So you can throw all out like a buffet.
Do you think Elise is actually laughing at that, or do you think they just found a clip of Elise laughing and just inserted that?
What you just said.
My standards. Yes, but let sir. Me tell you, the quality's not there. And when you stand around and shout out, 3 salmon, 3 New York strip, a 6-top, a 9-top. You've seen how hard we've worked to get a 6-top
yes,
out. We're not going to just
this,
throw food out
this
a
is
top.
Vintage Ramsay. I like
yeah.
it.
This is a good Ramsay.
Just because Nick called
it's
out
like one of those minor things that just sets him off. It's just like such a minor complaint
want?
And he gets
no,
so
I
mad
know.
About
he's
it.
He's firing it. 3 salmon, 3 New York strip.
My apologies, chef. Sorry.
Now that was actually bad leadership by Michelle.
Yeah, that's
like if you think about it, Benjamin can't do anything
okay,
about Jennifer
no,
over or undercooking a best. On, okay? All he can do is say, hey, this is undercooked.
Fire, yeah.
Get it right.
That's a good point.
But Michelle, like, letting Nick call out that order is poor leadership. Yes, chef.
But maybe she was so shocked when she heard it that no, right. Speechless. So here's
chef,
Robin cooking fillets.
I got two fillets. I'm slicing your lamb right now, chef.
Thank you.
Just touch that. That's why I'm the...
Yeah. Robin, I need this fillet a little bit longer. It's rare.
Yeah, chef.
How you doing, Robin?
I'm not happy.
Robin talks a big game about how she can cook some meat, and the next thing you know, she's sending up raw meat. She cray cray.
Oh my God. He thinks we're him.
Cray cray.
Robin, keep it pan hot. Butter has to be frothy. Rizzolet. Keep basting it. Okay?
Like I said, I think Van should have won.
Check the fillets.
Watching this episode, I think Ramsay should have pulled a switcheroo.
I'm good.
And when they went to the two doors,
they're too burned.
There's a third door in the side.
That's how it's coming on.
And out steps Van. It's the real winner of the season.
That would be a
shocking twist.
Yeah.
Would have set the fan base into hysteria.
I had 5 minutes.
Where's the meat, Robin? This is the wrong dinner service to be slow. This is the finale. This is All-Stars.
Hey, come here.
Yes, chef.
It's not the standard. She's absolutely flat-lined. When she starts making you look bad like that, I'm going to intervene. So, come
on. That was nice of Ramsay.
Come on, Robin,
yes.
Fight back.
Robin, you need anything? A Valium? I don't do drugs.
This is embarrassing.
I don't even know what we're doing right now.
It's always unfortunate when you have to let someone go. But unfortunately, Robin needs to step away from the meat.
Robin, how long?
I'm ready.
You working? Okay.
Hey, young lady, touch the beef. Touch it. No, tell me. Go on.
It's under, chef.
You know it is.
Yeah, chef.
So you sabotage him?
No, chef, I would never sabotage him. It was a f up, chef.
Oh, really?
Yes, chef. I don't want to f him. I'm not here to sabotage him.
Right. You don't care.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to answer any more questions.
Why not?
Because everything I say is wrong, chef.
Oh,
I
just... so what you did was right.
Sorry, chef.
No music.
Two beef. Let's go.
Very artistic choice, yes.
Yeah, I like
they
it.
Really
I like
to emphasize the moment.
Guys are 21 and 4, please.
Come on, guys. We got to get this out. How long fillets? How long in those fillets? Just get them hot. Just get them real
hot.
Okay?
Robin had a bad
I
attitude during this
Robin,
whole thing.
She would have imploded. She doesn't handle
I mean,
well.
I certainly don't think she was trying to sabotage.
No.
I think she didn't care as much as she should.
This one was
yeah, and I think, like, she didn't care, and then when she started doing poorly, she was more just getting annoyed, as opposed to, like, when she was actually on the show, she was, like, more determined to fix her mistakes, and now she's just being annoyed.
Put that for 30 more seconds.
Hurt.
Skin side down. Face it. Hurt.
This is back to Michelle's team.
Dana undercooked the fish. Again, Dana coasted through most of the season.
And you have to know what everyone else is doing. After this, salmon chicken New York. Go ahead and get that started, okay?
You don't want to go right with it?
I don't want to be start, stop. So get going on the next table.
Yes, chef.
Thank you. I'm working my absolute hardest to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to keep this kitchen in order. Yo, make sure I get everything up at the same time, please.
Yes, chef.
Keep it up. Keep the rhythm. Keep going.
Yes, chef.
Bird. I want to make sure that we keep our momentum going. We need to keep rolling. Yes, chef?
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef. Right?
Yes, chef.
Yes.
Seems like she's being a little micromanage-y.
Well, that was Elisa's criticism earlier in the show.
It's beautiful. It's ready, chef.
Don't do that. Good?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 2 minutes on the next ticket.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's go, lamb beef. Apparently.
Behind. Chef coming out behind.
Here's Robin again.
Yes.
With Mies.
That's perfect. Thank you. Lamb chef.
Is that gray now?
Is it hot?
It's not roasting hot. It's just like cold.
Robin, this lamb is not warm. Robin just came up with beef as cooked perfectly.
Ramsay's hair was like swaying in the wind. Look at that.
Yeah, that's.
What the man?
You want me to
get him in the pan. Let's go.
Behind.
Hey, young lady. I know you've given up. I haven't.
I have not given up, chef.
Get it in the pan. Get it hot.
I'm rizzoleting right now again.
But rizzolet again.
Young lady. Come here 1 minute. Did you just put the lamb into the pan where the beef came out of?
Yes, because it was hot.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
The one
another great Ramsay moment.
Yes. This was a good Ramsay outburst.
In-house kitchen, our saute pan.
Benjamin, come here.
They walk outside of the kitchen.
Yeah, they walk into the dining room for Ramsay to yell at him. As opposed to the pantry. I guess he got tired of the pantry.
You just put the lamb for this next table into the pan that you just cooked the beef from.
Just to heat it up because the pan was already hot and had hot butter in it, Chef. I won't do it again.
How dare you?
Stick the lamb inside the beef.
I love the way Benjamin stares at her during this.
The spice and the flies.
Get out.
This is unprecedented.
Yes, this is very shocking.
To have someone kicked out of the final show?
Yeah, I don't remember that happening before.
I mean, don't either.
I mean, it might have happened before. I mean, who knows?
All the times they say, or that Ramsay says, this is the first time I've ever done this.
Right.
Or this is the most this. And it's never true.
Right.
This is something that he could say.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
Well, this does bring up a good point. Can you, as one of the final two, can you kick someone out of your own kitchen?
We were led to believe yes, although you'd think it would be a pretty big disadvantage because then you'd be a person short.
That's true. I bet it's very highly discouraged because hypothetically, Michelle could just be like, Elise, get out, like before dinner service even begins, just to like avoid any possible sabotage.
To Elise.
Right.
Well, maybe that, again, another reason why she put her on appetizers, because if there was a problem.
Right, she could kick her out.
And it would be obvious.
Right.
That was the issue.
Right.
And so she would maybe be...
She would have a justification.
Justification, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You just put lamb for this next table into the pan that you just cooked the beef from.
Just to heat it up because the pan was already hot and had hot butter in it, Chef.
The spice and the flies.
Get out.
No.
I don't want to get out, please, Chef.
Get out.
I get why that would be a big deal in the kitchen.
Are you guys...
Yes.
Like a professional kitchen?
Yeah.
I would do that.
Oh, I've done it. I have done it, yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those 100%. Things. It's like if you do it at home, it's not a big deal.
Two lamb, one beef.
2 minutes.
You know, the next thing I'm.
But then Benjamin
like,
gets Jockey. Jockey you know, comes in and takes over the meat station.
The still have guests to feed.
Send lamb.
So Robin gets kicked out.
Lamb on your right.
Let's go.
This is not how I want a last dinner service to be. Chef Benjamin, can I please come in and finish service, please?
No, we don't need you. Thank you.
See, even there,
I love that. I did like that from Benjamin.
Chef. Like, let me back in. I want to come back in and finish with my team, Chef.
And whose team is it?
It's Benjamin's team,
Why
Chef.
Why don't you ask him if he wants you back in here then?
Benjamin, let me finish strong for you. I didn't mean to f*** you. Let me finish strong for you. I want you to win.
No more mistakes. Jump on with Barbie now.
But then he lets her back in. I would have said no. I would have said just get out.
She wanted it.
Just get
out. She wanted it just as much as I did.
I'm here. I want to work. Come on.
That's it. I had respect in Robin for that.
No, I agree with Benjamin.
Let's go, it's our last
I'm now pro Benjamin.
One bass. Gotcha.
This episode.
Oh boy, do I have bad news for you.
Let's go.
Two bass to New York, and then we're good. These last two tickets.
Again, if you
have
haven't
perfect,
watched the finale by now,
you
probably should just go back and watch the finale before we blow it for you.
Very nice, Jennifer.
To New York, how long?
15 seconds.
You're not going to cook another entree in Hell's Kitchen after this one. Come on.
Michelle, the great motivator.
Unless they have All-Star Season 2. The return of the All-Stars.
Or maybe every year will just be people that have been on the show.
Every season's an All-Star. Eventually, like, they just have an all-winner season. That would actually be interesting.
Oh, if I won, I would never go. Because there's no way to go but down.
Oh, right, that's true.
Yeah,
this
must
is Michelle's family.
Yes.
No. I'm super grateful for everyone on my team for trying.
I like Millie.
Yeah,
I like Millie too.
Thank you so much.
You see, Elise even reluctantly hugs Michelle.
Super
yeah.
Proud of myself for making it into the finale. I got further than I did in season 14, and I wish Benjamin the best of luck. He was a great competitor. He really brought.
I don't know if you noticed, but even Christina was trying to talk to Elise.
Yes, I did see that.
I'm ready to fish rolls.
Is the lamb as good as Daddy makes it at home? Yes, it's really good.
One of Benjamin's daughters says she wasn't going to eat all the vegetables.
I fought hard every moment I was here. Thank you. I had a lot of things blow up in my face, but I didn't change course, kept going.
Van. Why couldn't it have been Van?
Yeah,
I'm the only person that knows. Like, I can't get into his brain, you know? I wish I could, because then I'd be much smarter, but.
See, again, Benjamin the humble. Benjamin the gracious.
So at this point.
this is what we were waiting for.
So at this point in the episode, were you pro Benjamin winning? Was that who you were going for at this moment?
Yes, because that was my secondary pick.
Yes, I guess that is true.
Little did I know that I would be really so totally wrong.
Yes, I wasn't really rooting for anyone at this point. I wasn't really. I basically after Millie was eliminated, I really had no horse in the race anymore. I didn't really care who won. I was sort of apathetic to the winner, just going along for the experience.
Well, I think we should talk about the dinner service.
Yeah, so here's a question for
yes.
you. Do you think the dinner service actually matters? Because ultimately...
Well, he says that there are comment cards.
That's true. He does. Ramsey says there are comment cards that he has to look at. But
it looks like they're just the menus.
But do you think he actually like puts that into consideration? Like when he has these two people, he has a season's worth of experience, and not just a season's worth, a whole second season's worth, because they all have been on previous seasons. So he has two seasons of experience with these people. He's seen them cook countless of times. Do you think Ramsey puts much weight into this final dinner service? Do you think that really, like, do you think that is a major factor when he is deciding who's the winner? Do you think he basically more or less has a chosen winner regardless of how this dinner goes?
He probably has a chosen winner, but I guess if the comment cards were...
Right, yeah. If someone does horribly, it probably changes his mind. But I'm guessing it's not a situation where he puts like a huge amount of emphasis on this dinner service.
Well, yeah, you almost can't because it's right. Well, also, it's the first time that the brigade is working together.
Right. It's like you have a bunch of chefs cooking a menu they've never seen before. And basically, Benjamin has no control over Robin and Jennifer undercooking a fish.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with him.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's hard to like put much, you know, emphasis into
Well,
this.
And that's probably why Ramsey intervened.
That's true,
did.
Yeah.
But I did want to say that I thought that Van and Millie both did very well.
Yes. No mistakes on either of their ends.
And obviously, Robin did not do well.
Poorly, very poorly.
And surprisingly, Jennifer did not do
well. Yes, Jennifer struggled.
So that makes me think that maybe it was a good decision for Jennifer to be sent home. When she was.
Right,
Which was before the Black Jackets, right?
That was before the Black Jackets. Yeah. Lisa and Jennifer were not given Black Jackets.
Yeah.
Robin. The great Robin.
Yeah.
Somehow
that got a black jacket. Yeah, that may have been a mistake.
In hindsight. Well, even at the time, it was a poor decision, I think. Yes, here's the part where Ramsey says that he's going to look at the comment cards. Michelle and Benjamin have to wait for Ramsey to make a decision. They show a... sort of just a montage of moments, and then the two of them head up to the Ramsey's office. Exciting.
Fake office. Yeah. Yes. With fake books. Oh well, God. The books might be real.
Yeah, the books. They're certainly the outside to real.
So are these all are the diners from that night.
Yes. I would assume so, yes.
So is he able to even read all the comment cards in what appears to be under an hour?
I have no idea.
Sabotage you. Hopefully, you'll be opening that door tonight.
Hi, Chef.
Welcome.
Why does Ramsey's office have two doors? Welcome.
For this moment.
What an incredible journey. Benjamin, how are you feeling?
I feel great, Chef. I had the most amazing experience of my life. It's been unbelievable.
Michelle, how are you feeling?
I feel great. It's been a good journey, a lot of struggle, but it's all worth it.
I've put a lot of thought to what I've observed, not only tonight, but your entire time as All Stars. For the first minute we met, Benjamin, back to season 7.
Absolutely delicious.
Thank you, Chef.
Great dish.
Terrible
Benjamin,
haircut.
You made the final six.
Thank you, Chef.
Well done. Benjamin.
Yes, Chef.
That meat's perfectly cooked.
Thank you, Chef.
You and your winning dish are going to be on Epicurious.
Do not give up.
I promise you, Chef.
Thank you.
Michelle, season 14.
How old are you, Michelle?
22.
20, young?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's delicious.
Yes.
That is perfection. Great job. The winners.
Oh my God.
The food looks great.
Thank you, Chef.
I've never had a 22-year-old this strong. You should be very proud of yourself.
I am, Chef. Thank you.
My decision tonight was very, very difficult. But after much deliberation,
they actually
have
all the burnt pictures
decision.
Behind Ramsey.
So it's time for the two of you to step up to your doors, please.
Yes, Chef.
Interesting decor in the office otherwise.
Yes.
This was definitely a life-changing moment because I've been working my ass off to get to this point in my career. I have so much to prove, I have so much talent to show. This is what I came here for, to open that door and to get the head chef position in Hell's Kitchen Las Vegas.
I came back here to work for Chef Ramsay. That is the only reason I'm here. I'm ready for it. I want that door to open. I want to have that opportunity to fight every night for him. I'd go to war for him.
The chef whose door opens will be the head chef at the flagship Hell's Kitchen restaurant at Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, with a salary of $250,000.
Also very known as $250,000.
Place your hands on top of your handle. The chef whose door opens will be head chef at the flagship Hell's Kitchen restaurant at Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, with a salary of $250,000. On the count of three, I want you to turn the handle. One, two, three.
We're pausing it right here
yes.
before the winner is revealed.
Can I just say, I love this, the way they do this. The whole two-door thing, I think it's actually, of all the things that we mock Hell's Kitchen for, the many contrived situations they put the contestants in, I actually think this whole, like, having each contestant open a door and only one opens is actually a great way to announce the winner.
Well,
Because here I am. I'm watching, and like I just said, I didn't care who won either way, to be honest. And when I was watching this, I was a little on the edge of my seat. I was a little tense to see like who was going to actually open the door.
Well, I think they should have. I thought the build up before the commercial break mm-hmm. was better than the build up after the commercial break.
Well, yeah, the problem they did put the commercial break in that kind of broke up the tension.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
I just meant more the format of having the two people open a door. Only one opens, and that's the winner, which has been the thing they've done, I believe, every season.
Yes, as long as I can remember.
Yeah, as long as I can remember as well, that's been how they've chosen the winner. And I just think that's just a great way to do it. I don't know. Because when you think of other shows like this, you know, I'm thinking of things like the Apprentice.
The Bachelor.
Yeah, The Bachelor. It's like they just, it's kind of obvious, and it's like usually just some person announces it. If this is a regular reality show, it would be basically the dinner service was from last episode. It'd be like Ramsay standing there with one person on each side, and he'd be like, the winner is pause. Well, I won't spoil it
right.
now because we're about to see who wins.
At this point, you're listening to the podcast.
Right.
Yeah, I acknowledge what you said.
Yeah.
I don't like the doors.
Oh, you don't like the doors?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. What you
because
don't like?
Because there's no sound effect.
Well, you hear the door open.
Yeah, but not if you're down on the floor.
Right, but that's why it's even more cool, because you're down on the floor, you don't know when it's coming, and all of a sudden someone opens the door, and you're like, oh, it's that person. Not spoiling again. The thing, though, I also used to say when I watched past seasons is, like, if I was one of the finalists, before Ramsay like says open the door, I would try the handle to, like, because you know usually when you try to open a door and it's locked, the handle won't move. So like if you touch the handle and it like doesn't move, then you know you've lost before he announces. But as they show right here, both handles go down. So my strategy of testing the door beforehand would not work because both handles do go down.
Are you able to?
Do you think anyone's? Yeah. What if someone went on like one? Just he was like one, and then someone opened the door, and they broke the moment. Do you think Ramsay would like tell them they've lost? He'd like pull it back. He'd be like, "You opened the door 2 seconds too early."
That's the one thing that could change Ramsay's mind. Not the comment card, not the final dessert service. But if you open that door before he says three, you're in trouble.
Ramsay runs out the door. They didn't win. They didn't win.
The
they opened the door too early.
The whole season's canceled. We're not going to air any of this. No. Anyway, we go.
Yes.
We've paused it at an inopportune time.
Yeah, we paused it right as they're about to announce someone.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three. And it's Michelle. Everyone's so happy.
Except for Benjamin's family.
You keep that head up high.
Yes, Chef.
Thank you.
You did great. An amazing career ahead of you.
Thank you, Chef.
Never forget that.
Thank you.
Okay?
It's not fun losing, but in the end, winning's not the most important thing. It's fighting.
Why does Ramsay have a pencil?
Clear-minded and
he always has a pencil this year. It's his look, I guess.
You know, you learn from your mistakes, but if you regret them, you'll never be able to fight. You'll never believe in yourself, and you'll never believe in the people around you, so I have no regrets.
This is also a little rough for Benjamin. Well, then Elise is crying.
I can't even comprehend how happy
when Michelle
I am
wins.
I'm the winner of Hell's Kitchen All-Stars. Like, oh my God.
But it's gotta be rough for Benjamin. Like, he has to go down now for this giant celebration. Like, there's this huge reception after the winner's announced.
Well, there's
that,
champagne.
That Benjamin, so yeah, but he has to, like, enjoy in the revelry of, like, people celebrating Michelle wins. He was just, he was seconds away from winning himself, but now he realizes he's a loser, just like everyone else. Just like you and I, both of us, not winners of Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. What I did like about this season is that they spent time actually showing the contestants interact with each other at the party.
That's true. In past seasons, they just, like, show who won, and it was like, that's it, the season's over. But, they showed the reception afterwards. But yeah, there were some good moments,
oh,
which
yeah,
is
absolutely
obviously why they did show it.
Be a chef, and I've just been working my ass off for this for so long. All of that hard work has finally paid off, because, oh, my God, I'm the winner. That's crazy.
Right, Michelle, one more final challenge. It's not a difficult one, but it is a tradition here in Hell's Kitchen, please.
Which I've never seen before. I've never seen the chef put their portrait up.
Yeah, me neither.
Hall of Fame.
I didn't even know there was a Hall of Fame.
Well, they don't show any of the other pictures, so I don't think there is a Hall of Fame. Listen, they don't show any other pictures. Yeah, but those are the other ones. Oh, those are the other ones. Wait, is it?
Yeah.
Having the youngest of all stars step up and win this competition is a testament to Michelle's talent. At a very young age, she has already proven she is driven, creative, and commanding. She will be a great asset to Hell's Kitchen in Las Vegas.
The Hell's Kitchen, the old theme song. I don't think it's the theme song. Or maybe it is. I don't know, right?
It is. We just.
I watched it as well.
She deserves this. She's a kick-ass, hard-working chef, and she had to overcome so much this time around with all those in her kitchen.
You knew I was gonna win.
How did you know that? How did you know? We can't tell anybody. She does cook good.
Congratulations, brother. Good job. Nice service. Super prep.
I'll be waiting for you.
Elise just crying the whole time.
Hey, you're on the winner's team.
Barbie with, like, the worst consolation ever.
I really don't have anything to say right now. I didn't come here not to win.
This is why I knew she was, must have been contractually obligated, because she obviously cares so much about not winning.
Hey, can I get a real drink, please?
Van Ass Marino, if he can get a real drink. Apparently the champagne wasn't enough. Maybe it was not alcoholic champagne. I guess that would be, what, sparkling cider or something?
Yeah, well. All right. I got to say, last episode I thought was great. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it had some good moments. I liked Elise in the kitchen. Had a lot of great comedy. I mean, like I said, the episodes with Elise are always better.
Well, I agree with you there, and I will also say that traditionally, the last episode I've found boring.
Yeah, well, usually, I think in the past, at least in, like, the most recent seasons, at least, the winner's been fairly obvious. Like, there's usually been one person who, over the course of the season, has just been so superior, like Ryan was last season. Someone is
I think
so...
is her last name.
Yes, I think that is her last name. I don't know what her first name is. Jerry Ryan? No.
No, that's another actor.
Yeah. But yeah, usually some person, like, this was one where I actually didn't know who was going to win. I mean, I did predict Michelle a few weeks ago was going to win, but I honestly could have seen it go either way at the end. So I had no idea who was going to win going into the final moments.
I did. I thought it was going to be Benjamin.
Oh, you were so convinced it was going to be Benjamin?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
After the dinner service, it seemed like.
So you were shocked when Michelle opened the door.
Yes, I was.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. Although I was also shocked when Nick left, and I was shocked when Ashley went home.
Right. Like
Jennifer
week
3. Went home. Yeah. It's really, my predictions have been very bad.
Yeah, I think anyone who's listened to this podcast knows we really have no idea what's going to happen any given week.
That's true.
We're a podcast about Hell's Kitchen, yet neither of us are experts on the show.
We're not experts on the show. We don't know anything about cooking. But still, deserving of 5 stars.
Yes, exactly. We're experts in entertainment. But not Hell's Kitchen or cooking.
Yeah, we really.
Which is why we have a Hell's Kitchen cooking podcast.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. We should have our own, like, talking head segments where we talk about our experiences
Maybe next season we'll reach out to the producers and maybe we'll be prominently featured in an episode. And also, when you Google Michelle Tribble, who was the winner, the first article the headline is, "Sorry, Michelle Tribble, our readers prefer past Hell's Kitchen winners to you."
But then another article from the same site says it's the right pick.
But that's just what the website thought. The readers thought she was...
Oh, but it says say 50...
Oh, say 50... 50 what's?
Percent of the readers.
Oh.
So yeah, 50% said it was good, 50% said it was bad.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's stupid. Yeah. I was hoping that we might be able to find news about whether or not she is actually working there, and it is totally unclear. So yeah, unclear. We will have additional information on this as it develops. Okay, so
yes,
good. Was it a good season overall?
Yeah, I think it had some good moments. I think the winner, Michelle, she's fine. She seems like a good chef. She seems like a more or less nice person. Not the most entertaining winner, you know. I think an Elise or a Millie or a Van would have added a little more, you know, entertainment value, a little more panache.
Absolutely.
To the Hell's Kitchen
restaurant.
A little
more rizzolet.
A little more rizzolet. But overall, I thought it was a fairly entertaining season.
I thought it started weak and got significantly better as it went on.
I agree.
But all stars, possibly no stars.
Yes.
But they were stars.
But they were stars.
In the end, we learned.
In the end, they were all stars.
Yeah. I want to tell people one last time.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Subscribe to the show.
Yes.
Hell's Kitchen Podcast on iTunes. Give us 5 stars for the work we've done up to this point.
Yes. And there may be surprise shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not going to say there are going to be surprise shows because there might not be, but there may be surprise shows.
But there may be. If you subscribe to the feed, episodes may appear.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
Yes.
It's a good thing. And it's also the only way that we can communicate with you because we have no other social media.
Exactly.
This is really everything you shouldn't do if you're doing a podcast.
Right.
But also, Joe, I wanted to say to you,
yes,
it was good getting to know you. A lot of people don't know this, but this podcast started from a Craigslist ad that I put out. Hell's Kitchen fan looking for Hell's Kitchen fan to do Hell's Kitchen podcast.
Yes. And I was the one who actually posted the ad. Looking for someone not only to host the show with me and be the main host, but also to record and edit it as well.
And I answered the call.
Yes.
I answered the call to that, and it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do it again.
And maybe there will be a third voice next year if someone else responds to the Craigslist ad.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, everyone, for listening. It was a lot of fun. Hell's Kitchen Podcast, season 17 of Hell's Kitchen, season 1 of the show. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Oh, wait, that already happened.